Blog Talk Radio.
Concert and pre-show, I was bouncing around so many artists, and it's a shame that all these artists, these wonderful talented artists, are all grouped close together performing within a small four-day period. They're coming to New Jersey in August, and hopefully then I will get to see them. So. But now I'm grateful that we get the chance to speak to them right now.
Oh, yeah. And they actually start to run of four shows this week we've got. But I'll tell you more about that after the interview. So, with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented ladies of Farewell and Blaine to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hello.
Hey. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Thank
you.
Can you
hear
us?
Can you hear us?
Thank you all for doing this today.
Absolutely. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Pretty good.
I've just got to say, before we get started, that song is a jam. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you. We were singing along.
Oh, trust me. So was I. But, again, thank y'all for doing this. I've been looking forward to this pretty much ever since Craig booked it. So.
Aw, us too. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
It's an honor.
Now, before we get into things today, just kind of introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how y'all got into business in the first place.
Okay, so my name is Nicole, and I'm from Springfield, Missouri, originally, and I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and I play guitar and fiddle and sing leads and backgrounds. And I'm Andrea Young. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, where we're playing tonight with the Bacon Brothers. We're so excited to be in my hometown. And I play violin and sing in Farewell. My name is Ashley Gearing, and I play lead guitar and sing all over the place with these fabulous voices. And I'm originally from Western Massachusetts. And Lisa is still on an airplane on her way to St. Louis. So we can't wait to see her so that we know that we're all four be on stage tonight. That's right.
Oh, you're like the female country version of the Four Horsemen.
Thank you.
This is actually a first. This is the first time that we've ever actually had a full quartet on the show.
Awesome.
We've always had trios, but never a full quartet. So this is pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we're your first. That's great.
Awesome. So, me being the a complete music nerd that I am, I'm always interested in how a band came up with their names. How did you guys come up with Farewell Angelina?
Well, Farewell Angelina is the title of a Bob Dylan song that Joan Baez actually made famous back, I think, in the early 60s. And that song, we were looking for a song title that had a woman's name in it because we thought, what a great band name idea that could be. So we made a list and we looked at all of the possibilities, which there are definitely more than you think. And we picked Farewell Angelina because it seemed so special and it sounded just beautiful.
You know, I had, I don't know where I'd heard that story. Maybe I was doing research before the interview, but I'd heard that story somewhere, and that's actually a pretty cool idea, you know?
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We loved it. We thought it sounded beautiful, too. We loved the way that it sounded.
So, as you guys mentioned, we're playing tonight in St. Louis. What time does that show start?
The show starts. We go on at 8, and we are headed over to Del Mar Hall in about 15 minutes. We have a sound check before, or probably after, the Bacon Brothers, and we have a lot of friends and family that are coming to the show tonight. So it's going to be just a lot of fun. So.
That's awesome.
Isn't it great that you have a wonderful packed day? You got the interview today with us, and then you have the show tonight in St. Louis. With basically, it's going to be, because St. Louis is famous for their barbecue too. It's going to be BBQ Farewell Angelina night. You can't. I call that a. You can't get any better than that.
No, you cannot. I want to talk. I talk a little bit about. I know, and they just dropped. Crap. They just dropped. Well.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, Jesus! I hope what I didn't, what I just said, didn't upset them that much.
No, I'm sure it didn't, but
I'm
kidding. We'll wait for them to call back in. But in the meantime, we were talking about the Nashville Universe Awards, and how much fun that was that night. I wish you could have been, dude.
I had to save my days for CMA Fest, and tomorrow I'm going. And for tomorrow, I'm going to see my mother for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be seeing Luke Bryan on Thursday in West Palm Beach, and actually, right outside the venue, like inside the venue, but not in the main stage. Diamond Dixie is also going to perform.
Oh, nice. So, I believe they're back, bud. Hold up.
Oh,
we're
good.
Back. Sorry about that, you guys.
It's okay. I thought that you were. I thought that what I said that tonight being an ultimate barbecue farewell Angelina evening with the interview maybe turned you off and you didn't want to be associated with St. Louis barbecue. That's why.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Technical difficulties, man. You gotta love them.
Right.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties all the time.
Oh yes. What I was saying earlier is I wanted to talk about, if you guys can, I want to talk about, and I think one of you did a Instagram Live the other day, which I caught.
Yes.
You guys either have new music in the works or are talking about new music. Talk about that just a second.
New music. Well, we're very excited. So we are, in fact, tomorrow at 6:00, we have an end to a Kickstarter campaign. And when we reach the goal, we're actually going to be recording a new record that's due out probably in the fall sometime. And we're so excited because we've been writing this music for about, probably 6 or 8 months now. And just so excited about this collection of songs. Really special to us. So,
will you be able to tell us where you stand in terms of how close you are to reaching your goal?
Yeah, we're actually very, very close. We're hopeful. I mean, I think we're very close. So we're closing in, and we're actually going to do a Facebook Live tonight from our show around 8:15, somewhere between 8:15 and 8:45. If you guys want to jump on our Facebook, it's actually 8:15 Central Time. Our Facebook handle is at Farewell A Music, and we'd love for you and everyone, all the listeners, to hop on our Facebook and Insta and Twitter, all that. And then specifically tonight, we'll be doing a Facebook Live. So from the stage,
awesome.
I'll definitely be tuning in for that, absolutely. I'm glad you guys mentioned new music because every Friday at about this time, I host another show called Indie Country Radio, and I'll be more than happy to play this new stuff on the show for you.
That would be amazing. We would really appreciate that. We're excited about the new music. We think, we're going to be announcing one of the songs that we're going to record tonight, and we think it's a title that you guys will like.
Yes.
We haven't released any of the titles yet. So tonight on the Facebook Live, we're announcing the first song that we're going to be recording for the project. And it's a fan favorite and definitely one of our favorites, too, because it involves some of our hobbies.
Oh, super.
Awesome. Awesome. So, as I was talking about Indie Country Radio, I feel like that show helps get you guys out there more, and that's what the entire purpose of this radio show is, to help a spotlight independent artist who otherwise probably wouldn't be able to get their voices heard as much.
Right.
So that's the entire goal with this radio show that I'm doing.
We appreciate that so much. You know, we're doing it all ourselves, and we have this Kickstarter campaign and, you know, raising all the money. We worked with a wonderful label for a while in Nashville, but we were, you know, felt ready to just really take it on ourselves. And, you know, we're four really powerful women that can just take it and run. So we appreciate any help and, you know, people like you that make this train go, you know, that make this happen.
A question. How do you compare things of how they were when you were with a label versus doing things on your own as you want right now?
Well, in some ways, having a label, you have a team of people working for you and behind you, and you have a lot of support. But sometimes you can move more quickly when you're on your own. So we have had a lot of things happen in just the last couple of months since we separated from our label, and we're actually so excited. We can move very quickly now and support into our band.
And have more of a musical direction for us.
That's important. Do you feel more freer, too? To be able to record the music that you want to record, write what you want to write, and have more say-so in your daily business affairs?
You know, as far as say-so and that whole thing, our label was always very supportive. And Keith Siegel, specifically, he is an artist friend, and he's a fantastic songwriter himself. So he actually really felt compelled to let us run with kind of the choices on a record as far as song choice and all that, and was kind of the champion of that. Mm-hmm. We really can't say that, but we are very excited about this new music, and it is coming soon. So.
Oh, can't wait for the new music.
I wanted to ask each of you this one question. If y'all weren't in the music business, what would y'all be doing right now?
Well, this is Nicole. I don't have a plan B, so I – nothing. Because this is all I want to do. So, Andrea, I would say that I probably would be an attorney if I wasn't in the music business.
A great attorney.
An attorney?
Oh, well.
Yes.
I don't recommend working for a large firm, because I know an attorney from work that actually was working crazy hours, weekends, late nights, and now actually
well, see, I'm already doing that. So,
in other words, well, it wouldn't be any difference in the hours, you mean? Huh.
I'm having a lot more fun, though, for sure.
I'd stay with, then in that case, I definitely would stay with the music business versus an attorney.
Yes. This is Ashley, and my father is an attorney, so I definitely don't want to be an attorney.
Good move.
I love any kind of communications and stuff like that. I love hospitality. I love working with people.
And I actually, fun fact, have my real estate license. So, yes. So that's something that I kind of enjoy doing when I'm not on the road.
If you are a real estate agent in Nashville, I'm assuming that you've had some recent success in the last few years because of how booming it is.
Exactly.
They're moving there every day.
Yeah, so and it's really fun because I get to help, you know, family and friends, you know, find their dream home, and it's a passion of mine. So I really enjoy it.
Just make sure you don't enjoy it too much versus your music career. That's
exactly. Right. Exactly. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere.
Good.
And speaking of Nashville, I only live about 2.5 hours away from Nashville. So I go there pretty much every chance I possibly get. It's like a second home for me at this point. I have family that lives about 15 minutes outside of the city,
oh, great.
I've got a couch to crash on every time I go. But I wanted to ask, when you guys are in the writing room or at industry events, do you guys ever just stop and pinch yourself and go, how is this my life right now?
Absolutely. We feel, and, you know, we know that this industry is so difficult and so daunting, and there is a lot of people, you know, there are a lot of other things that we could be doing. But, you know, a bad day in the music industry is still better than the best day on Wall Street for us. So we're just living and loving the dream, and we just take it all as an experience. And we just, I think that that's the way you have to look at it in this business. And just, it's our passion, and it's fun because we get to do it all together as best girlfriends. So,
you know, and that brings me to my next point. I've been around the music industry as long as I have. I've been interviewing a musician for the past about 4 years, and I will tell you this. And I understand that there's sharks in the business. People in it not necessarily for the right reasons, but I venture to say 85% or 90% of the country music industry they are genuinely good people that will support you in pretty much anything you do.
I would say most people are good. Not all.
Yes, it might even be more in Nashville, it might even be more like 99%. And we have all had a history in Nashville of being treated so well and having champions behind us, individually and together at band. It's been, for an experience in the music industry, we've all had a really good one.
And like I said, I've gotten my chance to interview a couple of major label artists, and a couple of a pretty prominent industry insiders, and everybody from the fans to the artists to media people like myself. This entire industry is just great, and there's no other industry that I'd rather be in, to be honest with you.
Agreed.
We agree too. And you know what? We thank you guys so much for your time today and for interviewing us. It means the world. You're trying to get our name and our music out there. We're so thankful for that. And on that note, we're going to have to go because it's time for us to go and open for the Bacons in St. Louis.
Are you sure it's not the barbecue? No, I'm just kidding.
There might be some barbecue. We'll keep you posted. Well, you guys have a great rest of your day, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
I'd look forward to it. Have a wonderful show tonight, ladies. Thank you for being with us.
I wanted to say, in the few minutes that we spoke, I definitely consider y'all a very, very dear friends, and y'all have an open invitation back to the show anytime, okay?
Well, thank you so much, and please come check out our new music when it's up. It'll be this fall, and it is our website address is farewellangelinamusic.com. And
all right.
Anyway, well, and hit our Facebook Live tonight. Yes.
I will. I just checked it for your New Jersey shows, but I'll message you about that later on.
Okay, sounds good.
Before y'all go, where can fans follow y'all on social media if they want to keep up with you?
Yes. Okay. So they can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's all the same handle. It's at Farewell A Music.
All righty. I think I'll let y'all go and let y'all get the sound check, but I'll definitely be talking to y'all later, okay?
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
Have a wonderful
bye,
performance,
y'all.
Ladies.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. Minus the slight tech difficulties. That was a fun interview.
Yes, it was. They had a lot of life in them. They're very vivacious and they're very appreciative of their fans. I am one of the backers in the Kickstarter campaign, and they're coming to New Jersey October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not miss them. I will definitely catch their show, and I'm sure they will be super.
Awesome. We've got an extremely busy week this week, don't we, buddy?
Yes, we do. Tomorrow I will be doing tomorrow and Saturday's interview from Florida. Because as tomorrow we interview Song Suffragists, the lovely Lauren Weintraub. I've had a chance to see her on two separate occasions, one here in New York and one in Nashville as part of Song Suffragists. Very young, talented singer-songwriter. Then we have on the 23rd none other than Katie Cook of CMT.
I am nervous/very, very excited for that interview. It's going to be
Wow. If we get we just interviewed Betsy Spina, so I'm hoping that from having interviewed Betsy that you'll be a little bit less nervous come this interview. I'm sure Katie Cook is a very sweet person too. Otherwise, she wouldn't have taken the interview.
The nervousness of Betsy went away after about 5 minutes.
Well, hoping it'll go away after 3 minutes this time.
And there's something that I'm going to reveal in about a month. I've got confirmation on it, but I just want to keep the element of surprise and kind of keep things under wraps. Something that you actually emailed me about either I think it was this morning or yesterday, but I'm going to kind of keep a hush-hush on that for about another month or so. So, I think you know what I'm talking about.
I think so, too. Yes. You know what? Don't tell the fans.
Too,
it would be too easy for that. Let them keep them
true.
In suspense a little bit. Sorry, everybody. We all.
Another month, y'all. It's gonna be. All will be revealed sometime in July. So, I know you know that I do indie country radio every Friday. I guess this one's guest co-host is.
Couldn't begin to tell you. Who is it?
Somebody that we've interviewed, and she's a good friend of mine, Miss Alyssa Trahan.
Oh, that's super. That's another artist that I would have loved to have seen during CMA Fest and didn't get the chance.
Liz is going to be, I'll be on with me Friday, and I'll just go ahead and tell you who we've got on the show. We've got Runaway Angels, brand new one, Already Yet, Medley Stovall's brand new one, Can't Love You No More, and a country swagger from Celeste Kellogg.
Oh, that's super.
So,
country song, Country Swagger is a fantastic song. And I saw Natalie Stovall sing that song during the Last Sunday CMA Fest. She was performing with Maggie Rose and Leah Turner and Ruthie Collins. It was just super.
You've got to watch the National Universe Awards. I posted the weekly schedule on my Instagram. I posted the schedule for the week. It's several times, except for Saturday. Saturday, I don't know why they're not airing it on Saturday, but it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. So.
Okay. If it's on Wednesday, I'll try to catch it after I visit my mother.
Let me see exactly when he does on Wednesday, bud. Hold up 1 second. Wednesday, it is, let me see real quick. Wednesday, it is 10 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, 10 a.m. Eastern? Well, so much for that idea.
Yeah. Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So, let's see. Wednesday's 10 a.m. Eastern, Thursday's 9 p.m. Eastern, Friday's 10 a.m. Eastern, and Sunday's 3 p.m. Eastern. So.
But through the link that you gave me, I think what I will just be able to go through that to get to see the show.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. I'll try to catch it before it stops airing. All right, I have to go ahead.
I think I'm probably gonna let you go and wrap things up here, okay?
Okay. Have a good night, Cody. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely ladies of Farewell Angelina. Like Craig said, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely Miss Alon. Alon Weintraub with us. And then Saturday at 4:30 Central, we have CMT's own Katie Cook with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Wheat Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.